యా దేవీ సర్వభూతేషు మాతృరూపేణ సంస్థిత నమస్తస్యై 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 నమో నమః. నీవే తల్లివి తండ్రివి, నీవే నా తోడు నీడా, నీవే సఖుడవు గురుడవు దైవము, నీవే నా పతియుగతియు నిజముగ సాయి. టు ద వన్ విత్ హూమ్ వి ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ బాండ్ అవర్ సెల్స్ యాజ్ అవర్ డివైన్ మదర్, యాజ్ అవర్ డివైన్ ఫాదర్, యాజ్ అవర్ డివైన్ ఫ్రెండ్, యాజ్ అవర్ డివైన్ మాస్టర్, యాజ్ అవర్ గాడ్ guide, guardian, on goal. To you, O beloved Bhagwan, I place my humble and loving obeisance at thy lotus feet on behalf of all those assembled here and elsewhere all around the globe. It is said, Shateshu jayate shuraha సహస్రేషు చ పండితః, మీనింగ్ వీ కెన్ ఫైండ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ అమాంగ్ హండ్రెడ్ హూ ఈజ్ ఎ బ్రేవ్ పర్సన్, అండ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ అమాంగ్ ఎ థౌజండ్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ వన్. ఈవెన్ రేర్ ఈజ్ వక్త శత సహస్రేషు, ఓన్లీ వన్ అమాంగ్ 10,000 ఈజ్ ఎన్ ఒరేటర్. And among orators, it is even very difficult to find those who dwell upon the message of the Lord and the deep insights into the nectarine leelas of the Divine Lord. Respected elders, teachers, and my dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Rams to each one of you. One such very, very rare forums where we have God's own orators coming to us to capture our hearts with rapturous attention, narrating the experiences of the divine, is Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. Mahasabha. On the one side of Mahasabha we have Vaktas, and on the other side we have the Shrotas, the listeners. If the Vaktas are of such nature who speak about the divine leelas of Bhagwan, I was just reflecting, how should be the Shrotas befitting such Vaktas? Then it struck to me, a Shrota should be like the King Parikshit. The King Parikshit, after having known that it is inescapable for him that in 7 more days he would meet his end in the hands of the serpentine king Takshaka, he just left everything else and silenced his mind of all anxieties and worries and just immersed himself in listening to the leelas of the Lord. As a result was born Srimad Bhagavatam, which in many ages to come would sanctify the lives of many devotees. And Parikshit himself attained merger with the Lord, and till today he stands epitome of Shravana Bhakti. I deem it a great privilege to welcome you all to the 5th day's proceedings of Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. This evening we have two such blessed Vaktas addressing this august gathering. First in the order would be Dr. Miss Deepa Sitaraman, followed by Sri Sanjay Sahani sir. A few words of introduction. Dr. Miss Deepa Sita Raman came into Bhagwan's fold right at the tender age of 6 when she became a Balvika student. Later, she was an active member of the youth wing of Sri Satya Sai Organizations, Mumbai. She joined the Anantapur campus of the institute in the year 1994 for Bachelor of Science program and majored in physics in the year 1997, after which she obtained her MSc in physics, securing first rank in the year 1999 from Mumbai University. Then, on Bhagwan's directions, she joined as a faculty member in the Department of Physics in the Anantapur campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the year 1999. Later, she obtained her doctoral degree from Bhagwan in the year 2010 for her thesis on nuclear structure studies. Since then, she has been serving as an assistant professor in the institute. Through her erudite talk, Dr. Miss Deepa will give us insights to go from fear to fearlessness. After her, we will have Sri Sanjay Sahni. Sri Sanjay Sahni has had the good fortune of being the student of the first batch of the 5-year integrated program launched by Bhagwan's University in 1982. He had a distinguished academic career, securing gold medals both for BCom and MCom at the university. He joined as a faculty in the Department of Commerce and Prashantilayam campus in 1987. He served as the warden of the Sri Satya Sai Hostel, Prashantinilayam, from the year 1990 to 1993. He joined the Vrindavan campus of the university in 1993. He served as the principal of Vrindavan campus since 2002 and is currently serving as director of the campus since 2011. He is associated with value education courses at the university and has participated in a number of national and international conferences of value education in India, East Asia, Middle East and Europe. He is one such vakta who captures the hearts of the audience with rapturous attention through his deep insights into the leelas of Bhagwan. Now, let us all leave all our worries and anxieties and the burdensome baggages of our egos, desires and agendas. Leave them all aside and just immerse in listening to the leelas of the Lord, so that we may find communion with the Lord. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, I offer myself at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan and pray to him to speak through me. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, and my dear students, Sai Ram and Navratri greetings to each one of you. Today is the 8th lunar day of the Navratri festival, the Durga Ashtami, dedicated to the worship of the Divine Mother in the form of the Mother Goddess Durga. Let us visualize the beautiful, powerful and majestic form of the Divine Mother seated on a lion in the fearless pose of Abhaya Mudra, but with a benign expression of compassion in her eyes, assuring all mankind of protection and freedom from fear. Her form evokes at the same time the emotions, the opposite emotions of fear and love. On this Durga Ashtami day, therefore, it would be apt to share our thoughts on bhaya or fear and how God helps us in the journey of life to go from fear, bhaya, to fearlessness or abhaya. All of us experience fear in small ways or in big things in our life. When examinations are around the corner, students are continuously faced with the fear of an unsatisfactory performance. Parents are all the time worried and fear the future of their children. We often live in the fear of loss of our loved ones. All these examples show that fear is an unending emotion that continuously dictates our decisions and actions. A famous verse of Bhartrihari, who was one of the original philosophers of language and religion in ancient India, describes 9 different types of fears that control human lives in its every aspect. The verse goes as follows. Bhoge roga bhayam, meaning in enjoyment there is a fear of disease. Kule chuti bhayam, in lineage the fear of decline. Vitte nripalag bhayam, in wealth the fear of a hostile ruler. Mane dainya bhayam, in honor the fear of humiliation. Bale ripu bhayam, in power the fear of foes. Rupe jaraya bhayam, in beauty the fear of old age. Shastre vadi bhayam, in scriptural erudition the fear of opponents. Gune khala bhayam, in virtue the fear of the wicked. And kaye kritantat bhayam, in the body the fear of death. Sarvam vastu bhayanvitam bhuvin rinam, all things of this world pertaining to man are indeed attended with fear. We have also heard Bhagwan singing a Telugu verse, Bhayam Bhayam Bratuku Bhayam, in his beautiful and expressive style. Fear is therefore a part of the human condition. Sadly, it is true that our fears do not allow us to be what we are really capable of. As children, we read or hear stories from the epics or fairy tales with characters who are absolutely fearless and fantasize being like one of them. But later in our lives, we get limited by our fears and are unable to achieve what we could have had we been really fearless. Conquering fear is therefore an important part of our struggle to better ourselves. Let us therefore try to analyze as to what this emotion of fear is grounded in. What do we really fear? Some say that we fear some form of harm happening to us. It could be the fear of a physical harm, like falling sick or not having good health to fulfill our duties. Or it could be a mental harm of having to face a situation or a challenge which we feel is beyond our abilities. Or it could even be an emotional harm, the fear of loss of someone we love. In all the above examples, it seems that bhaya or fear is connected with a sense of loss. We often go through these mental narratives. If I lose my health, I will be less than what I was before. If we lose a loved one, we do not feel their love anymore, and hence, we may become incomplete in some way. In short, we believe that with such and such a loss, I will be in some sense less than I was before. We can therefore infer that perhaps one really fears becoming incomplete in some way. Adi Shankara says about fear, Atmanasha rupam bhayam, losing one's identity is bhaya or fear. It is the fear of losing what we perceive as ourselves. Our religious texts often talk of the concept of bhava bhaya. We are familiar with this word as it often occurs in our bhajans as bhava bhaya harana, or bhava bhaya nasha and so on. The word bhava means a state of being or a state of existence. So bhava bhaya really represents the fear of being, the fear of existing, or in short, fear of living itself. This is analogous to the concept of existential angst in current psychology, which means the deep pain of living. I, however, feel that this emotion of fear has been created and placed in human life by the Creator Himself. In the Vibhuti Yoga, the chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna declares, Bhayam cha abhayam bhutanam matta eva bhavanti, meaning that both bhaya, fear, and abhaya, fearlessness, emanate from the Supreme Lord alone. The Mother Goddess is often described as Bhayankari as well as Bhayapaha. Even in the Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram, we describe the Lord as Bhayakrit Bhayanashanaha. The words Bhayankari as well as Bhayakrit mean the one who creates fear. This name of the Lord has often been narrowly interpreted as the one who creates fear in the minds of the evildoers. This somehow seems to suggest that others escape fear or never experience fear, which we know is far from the truth. All beings experience fear in some or the other way. Hence, there is reason to believe that God has created and placed this fear in the human heart for a purpose. But what could this purpose be? Consider this analogy. A mother who does not want her child to stray away from home instills the fear of a beggar or a kidnapper who will take the child away if he goes too far from home. We do not question the mother as to why she is scaring her child, because we realize that this fear is for the ultimate good of the child. It makes him conscious of his limits and to do what is good for him. It also ensures that the child always seeks the security of the mother's lap. In the same way, fear placed by God in our hearts is in fact a blessing in disguise. Let us recollect that Mother Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas, prayed to Lord Krishna to give her only sorrows so that she constantly remembers him. In the same way, fear makes us experience our own powerlessness and incapacity, and thus forces us to seek God, who is all-powerful and infinite. If we inquire deeply about our journey with fear in our life, there seem to be three stages. The first stage is the stage of bhaya, or the stage of fear. The second is nirbhaya, or the stage of courage, when one tries to overcome fear. And the third is the abhaya, which is the opposite of nirbhaya, a state of complete absence of fear. The first state of bhaya is that of the experience or awareness of fear. If we are truly honest with ourselves, we realize that we are indeed being troubled by fears. If not, we may live our life continuously avoiding facing our fears or our pains and live only superficially. If we become conscious, we try our best to overcome these fears by facing them squarely, or sometimes by rationalizing the situation, or by performing some action which we feel will remove the fear. But often situations seem completely beyond our control. We are then forced to stop depending on our strengths and to call out to God, seeking refuge in His infinite powers. All of us would agree that Swami came to us at such a point in our lives when we thought we reached a dead end. He comes to our rescue and saves us from the so-called fearful situation. We know of innumerable instances in which Swami has saved His devotees from inevitable accidents when the devotee called out to him in his anguish. We also know how Swami has dismissed the many fears of his devotees by the words, "Your cancer is cancelled," or just by a mere "Nenu chuskuntanu." By doing this, he not only saves us from that situation, but also gives us the confidence that he is there with us at all times, guarding us with his reassurance, "Why fear when I am here?" We have now got promoted to the stage of Nirbhaya, of not being afraid of fear anymore. We become courageous and confident in the feeling that we now have a stronger, powerful God on our side who is going to just take our fears away, or at least help them face it. It might be very tempting to remain in this situation of, in the state of Nirbhaya itself. But mind you, God is not going to let us remain in the same class and still be dependent and threatened by fear. He is going to push us to the next state, the final state of Abhaya. In order to understand the state of Abhaya, the complete absence of Bhaya, we first need to know the primal cause of fear. What better reference can we use than our Vedas and Upanishads? Unlike the modern personality training programs, which give only cosmetic and superficial suggestions or solutions, our Vedas and Upanishads attack the very root of the problem. They say that fear is experienced when one is clouded by avidya or ignorance. Swami Vivekananda said, and I quote, "If there is one word that you find coming out from the Upanishads, bursting like a bombshell upon masses of ignorance, it is the word fearlessness or abhaya. It is fear that brings misery and fear that breeds evil. And what causes this fear? It is the ignorance of our own nature." I unquote. What is this ignorance which causes fear? A shloka from the Atma Bodha by Adi Shankaracharya explains it thus. Rajju sarpavadatmanam jivam yatva bhayam vahet naham jivah paratmeti nyatashchet abhayo bhavet. Meaning, as one mistakes a rope for a snake, the one who considers himself to be only a jiva is overcome by fear. If one understands that I am not the jiva but the supreme self, fearlessness automatically results. So this ignorance or avidya is just our mistaken idea about ourselves. Swami explains this by means of a story of a king who fell asleep and dreamt that he was a beggar and cried out loudly for just a penny. Finally, when he woke up, he realized that it was just a dream, and in fact, in reality, he was a king with his treasury full of gold. Swami says that just like the king who thought or dreamt that he was utterly poor, we are dreaming the nightmarish dreams of fear, pain and suffering, unaware that we are the supreme Brahman itself. The Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, dvitiyadvaibhayam bhavati, meaning fear arises out of duality, a sense of two entities. The chapter 7 of the Taittiriya Upanishad, which falls under Brahmananda Valli, contains a small section called the Abhaya Pratishtha that explains what is this duality that is the cause of fear. The verses go as follows. Yada he vaisha etasmin adrishye anatmaye anirukte anilayane abhayam pratishtham vindate athaso abhayangato bhavati. Yada he vaisha etasmin udaramantaram kurute athatasya bhayam bhavati. Meaning, when one feels oneness with the Brahman, who is invisible, incorporeal, undefined and abodeless, then one transcends bhaya. When, however, one feels a differentiated existence of his own being as apart from the universal Brahman, then by the very fact of this self-imposed limitation and assumed separateness, fear arises in him. What is fear after all? It is the feeling of apprehension of the possible extinction of life or its limitation by an external entity or cause. So when the individual jiva realizes the truth that my being is not separate from that universal transcendental reality, the supreme Atman, then it finds no cause of fear, as there is no external or a second entity to harm it. Everything that we see around us then, people, situations, our environment, everything in short, then becomes a part of this extended, all-pervasive us. We know that our hands are a part of our body. Do we ever fear that our hands or our feet are going to harm us? So too, in the same way, when we realize that we are a part of the universal consciousness, there is no sense of another, and hence there is no sense of fear at all. We all know how the Buddha walked calmly towards Angulimala, who was ready with a knife to harm him. There was complete absence of fear in the Buddha because he did not see Angulimala as another person who was capable of harming him, but rather as the same supreme Brahman that he himself was. The state of abhaya arises not because of a change in external circumstances, but because of our change in our belief about ourselves. We have falsely identified ourselves with the limited self, the body, the mind, and the ego complex. When we transfer this sense of identity to our true being, the immortal soul, we will discover that all fear and pain is unreal. Bhagwan, as usual, gives an extremely simple and beautiful analogy to exhort us to shift our misplaced identity. He says that when we walk on the road, our shadow falls on thorn, sand, mud, dirt, hollows, mounds. But we are completely unaffected by the fate of our shadow. We do not worry in the least as to where it falls or what it falls on. We know that the shadow and its experience are not true. In the same way, Bhagwan says that we must get convinced that the entity we are identifying ourselves with, this body and this mind complex, is but a shadow of the absolute Brahman, which is the true us. So going back to our original line of thought, how do we go from the state of nirbhaya, of not being afraid of fear, to the state of abhaya, or absence of fear? One of the ways is through bhakti. A devotee, through his intense bhakti, loses his individual identity in the Lord and thus ends his sense of separation. We see the example of Prahlada, who was completely unperturbed and fearless even when his father Hiranyakashipa tried his cruel and inhuman ways to kill him. Prahlada not only relied on his Lord Hari, but had realized that the Lord pervades the entire universe, and that there is no place, nothing in this universe where Lord Hari is not. The transition from abhayatvam, nirbhayatvam, to abhayatvam is also possible through jnana, in which a seeker inquires deeply into his true nature and realizes himself as the absolute Atman. Our compassionate Bhagwan tries all means to make us take this jump from the nirbhaya state to the state of abhaya. He came amidst us and loved us so unconditionally, so that we too may love him intensely, and that through this intense feeling of bhakti or prema, we lose our small self and realize that we are indeed the prema swarupas, as he always called us. Bhagwan also shone the light of jnana on us through his dutiful discourses, telling us that we are not mere jivas whose fate is to wallow in fear and suffering, but that we are indeed God himself. In this context, an incident narrated by Sri Kasturi Garu in one of his speeches comes to my mind. Once Sri Kasturi Garu accompanied Swami to some places in Andhra Pradesh. At each place, Swami gave a discourse, and at each time, he was talking about the Atman, of our not being the body, or the senses, or the mind, or the intellect. The audience was different in each place, but Sri Kasturi Garu, who was the editor of the Sanatana Sarathi then, got the same message everywhere. So one day, he hesitatingly approached Bhagwan and requested him to speak on the Bhagavad Gita on the next occasion. When Swami asked him the reason for this request, Sri Kasturi Garu slowly explained to him that he was actually worried as to how he would fill the pages of the Sanatana Sarathi with the same message of Atman that Swami was speaking on every day. Swami then said, "No, I must tell about the unreality of this world and this existence. People everywhere are deluded and they are straying from the purpose for which they got this human life. Even if they don't understand it now, the tonic will be useful to them sometime or the other, and they will realize that they are the Atman, and that is what really matters. This is the first lesson that I have come to teach. So let us all pray to our Bhagwan to help us realize our true identity as Divyatma Swarupularas, as he always called us. Let us appeal to the Divine Mother, Goddess Durga, who is none other than our beloved Swami, to make us attain the state of Abhaya. Jai Sai Ram."
Offering my loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, revered elders, sisters and brothers. On this auspicious occasion of Devi Navratri celebrations at Prashantalayam, we express our gratitude to Bhagwan for having blessed us with this opportunity to be at his lotus feet in the Sai Sannidhyam and bask in the sunshine of his grace. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. The Vedas describe that he is beyond the measure of words and beyond the grasp of the mind. And yet, in this Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, if there is one subject which is worth deliberating upon, it is none other than the Veda Purusha himself. Nothing in relation with the Lord is ordinary. Every word he uttered is a mantra. Every piece of land that he tread upon became a Punya Bhumi. Two episodes come to my mind. The first happened many decades ago, and the other just a few days ago. One of the great Vedic scholars of yesteryears who would participate in the Prashanti Yajnam and in the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha was a person by name Gandikota Subramanya Shastri. A mantra drashta, he gifted to humanity that glorious Sai Gayatri mantra. One of our elders was once describing him, and I give students this contrast. When Swami would see students, he would ask, "What did you have for breakfast?" When Swami would look at Gandikota Subramanya Shastri, he would ask, "What is Brahman?" A very eminent scholar, his son was Mr. G.V. Subbarao, a modern educated gentleman who went on to head the energy division of the United Nations organization. One day, the son was visiting his father in their native village. In the course of their conversation, the father told his son, "Every word that Bhagwan utters is a Veda Vakya." Educated on modern lines and rationalist as he was, the son refused to accept the father's statement. He said, "I want proof." The father said, "What proof do you want?" The son thought for a while. That day morning, the Telugu Sanatan Sarthi had arrived to their house. She went and picked up the latest copy of Sanatan Sarthi, browsed through the pages, came to Bhagwan's discourse, which invariably will be there in every issue, and he challenged his father, "I will read out this discourse of Bhagwan, and every passage that I read out, you must give me the Vedic equivalent." And so the wordy duel started. The son reading out sentence after sentence from Swami's discourse in Telugu Sanatan Sarthi. And shall we say it was the scholarship of the father or his bhakti? The father was quoting, rattling out stotras and shlokas from the Vedas. The whole discourse was completed, and the father had given, sentence by sentence, an equivalent from the Vedas. At the end of that entire discussion, the son said, "Father, I believe. I believe, Father." Bhagwan said, "There is none who can understand my reality. Only those who have studied the Vedas, maybe they can get a glimpse into my true nature." The second episode took place a few days ago. It was the first day of Yajnam, and the evening music program was on. Our students from Udan Ali campus were rendering their Durga Stotram. And there was this student sitting in the hall. Suddenly his eyes closed. And what sister was just mentioning, he had an opportunity to see with his own inner eyes. Here from Bhagwan Samadhi emerged Mother Durga seated on her Simhasan, walked up to him riding on her lion. And all the time his eyes are closed, he's visualizing that scene. And merged into his heart. For the next 20 minutes, his whole body was heated up and he was undergoing that experience of what it means to be one with the Lord. No inch of land which has been tread by the avatar is unsacred. Let us all remind ourselves that we are sitting on hallowed land where God walked on earth. If a man were to go to Tirupati, how would you know that he has really gone to Tirupati? Generally we will ask him, have you bought Tirupati Laddu Prasadam? And he offers a piece to you. And as you relish the prasadam, you are knowing for sure that yes, this man has really gone to Tirupati. The other day Bhagwan was reminding us, if a person has fever, how will you know that he has had fever? You use a thermometer and you measure his temperature, and if it is more than the required amount, you know that yes, this person is having high fever. Supposing somebody comes into your house and it has been raining outside, how will you know that it has been raining when you find the man wet all over and water dripping for his face? You know there has been rain. If you go to Kanyakumari and return from there and somebody were to assess whether really you have been to Kanyakumari, how will he assess you? He asks you a simple question. Have you seen the ocean? What is the color of the ocean at Kanyakumari? And the person says, it is not one color, but it is three hues. You see the Indian Ocean, the Bay of Bengal, the Arabian Sea. Each one has its own hue, and you know for sure this man has been to Kanyakumari. What shall we say of someone who came face to face with God? And he came back to tell you, I have seen God. I have talked to him. I have touched him. I have experienced him. How will you gauge whether this man is authentic or not? And that is the subject matter of what I like to speak on today. If we have seen God, if we have seen the avatar of the age, then the surest sign of our having met him, our having interacted with him, is whether some of his qualities came into us as well. If some of the qualities of the divine got transmitted into that individual and he manifested it in his own life, then you know that yes, perhaps what this man says is true. And therefore we need to ask ourselves, what is the quality of divine? What is the nature of the divine? And this is something which you cannot say or I cannot say. The only person who can authenticate what is the quality of the divine is the Lord himself. And therefore, one day, in a discourse, he said, purity plus patience plus perseverance is equal to divinity. In his birthday discourse in the year 1993, Bhagwan clearly articulated, he said, if there is anyone who wants to be one with Sai, he must embody these three qualities, purity, patience and perseverance. All these three qualities are there in me, and therefore I can vouchsafe for it. So let us contemplate on these three divine qualities, which Swami used to call the three P's of spiritual life. When we look at the first P, purity, what does purity connote? First of all, purity signifies selflessness. Any person who interacted with Bhagwan could not but resist this understanding that whatever Bhagwan said, whatever Bhagwan did, was absolutely selfless. I recall more than a decade ago when our students' hostel, where our Vrindavan students stay even today, was renovated. All the bathrooms had got renovated. Prior to that, in a hall where 100 people would reside, there were 4 bathrooms each, in each floor. And suddenly, out of the blue, Bhagwan got it renovated. So out of gratitude and on behalf of all the students, the warden expressed to Bhagwan, "Swami, we are so grateful to you for the new bathrooms that you have got in the hostel." And Bhagwan said, "I did not do it for them. I have done it for myself. I did not do it for the students. I have done it for myself." His sense of oneness with his creation. You know, when the water project was started in Anandapur and became operational, some villagers came to Prashanti to express their gratitude to Bhagwan. And when they expressed their gratitude, you know what Bhagwan said? "I have to be grateful to you for the chance that you have given me to do this seva to you." If the Sri Satya Sai organization, which is an international organization, is a seva organization, the number one servant was Bhagwan himself. He was a silent worker. I remember in 1999 when we were accompanying Bhagwan to Kodaikanal, we were en route and we stopped somewhere for lunch on the way, just before the climb on the hill would start. For a brief moment, I came out of the dining hall and what do I see? Bhagwan, who was inside, seeing to all the dining arrangements for the students and the devotees who had accompanied him, had deputed Brother Satyajit to ensure that all the snacks packets were distributed across all the cars in the convoy. When everybody was happily having a lunch, Bhagwan's servitor has been deputed to ensure that every vehicle is having adequate number of snacks packets so that when students and others are traveling in the car, they have enough to munch upon. And when we saw that, some of us saw that, we also joined in. That was Bhagwan. All the time thinking of the others, never thinking of himself. And that is selflessness. The second facet of purity is adherence to truth. Bhagwan said, "My name itself is Satya." And when you speak the truth, because of that pure inner life, a day comes that what you speak becomes the truth. I recall one day in the early 90s, Bhagwan was coming amidst the students and he picked up an 8th class student whose father belonged to the Vishwa Hindu Parishad. Just a few days prior to that, we had a very interesting conversation in the mandir. The gentleman asked Swami, "Swami, I am going to Ram Janmabhumi, the birthplace of Sri Rama, Ayodhya. Please give your blessings." Swami said, "For killing and getting killed, what blessings you want?" And then the next statement he made, shall I tell you where Sri Rama was born? And all of us became very alert, because now the avatar is going to reveal, it was such a big controversy at that point of time, the avatar is going to reveal which is the real birthplace of Sri Rama. So we all ears. And then Swami said, where else Rama is born? In Kaushalya's womb. No, Swami, please tell us really where Rama was born. Anyway, that conversation ended and the grandfather went on his journey. So a few days later, when Swami was coming in darshan line, he saw the grandson sitting there. She asked, where is your grandfather? He said, Swami, my grandfather has gone to Ram Janmabhumi. And very casually Swami said, he will go to Krishna Janmabhumi also. So the grandson was very surprised, but that is not something which grandfather told me. Why did he not tell me? When he comes back, I am going to accost him and ask him, why did you hide this fact from me? A few days later, the grandson got information that there was lot of commotion in Ayodhya. A lot of people got arrested and were put in jail. And his grandfather also was put in jail for some time. You know, Krishna was born in a jail. So, a very casual statement, which normally you would have thought Swami is joking, actually became the truth. When you are the embodiment of purity, every word that you utter is the truth. The third facet of purity is desirelessness. Kasturiji, Swami's first biographer, quoting Swami, said, I have only one desire, and that is to make each one of you desireless. See, this is a facet of the divine. We come across this episode in the Ramayana. One day, a friend was talking to Ravana and he came up with this suggestion. He said, Ravana, all this while you have been trying to persuade Sita to become your wife. I give you a suggestion. She is so obsessed with the form of Sri Rama, you approach Sita in the form of Rama. I promise you, I guarantee you, she will accept you as her husband. What Ravana says at that point of time is something amazing. He said, I can't do that. I can't do that because the moment I assume I have the powers to do it, because he had magical powers, he said, the moment I assume the form of Sri Rama, I have no desire to make Sita my wife. Imagine what a certificate for the Lord in his incarnation at Sri Rama from his arch enemy. You cannot get a better certificate than that. The Lord's state is desirelessness. And he gave to humanity the wonderful program called Sealing on Desires. He knew our limitations and said, do it in stages. First put a ceiling on your desires. In this context, I'm reminded of a personal experience. It was a couple of years before Bhagwan's 60th birthday. And one day he came out in the evening and he said, students, from tomorrow onwards, don't come for darshan to Mandir. When I heard those words, my heart leapt up in fear. Because elders would say, you know, after 60th birthday, Swami will go far and he will not be accessible. And all those kinds of rumors were going on. I said, 60th birthday is still several months away. And Swami, you are telling us that we should not come for darshan. But the next sentence, he allayed our fears. He said, after college is over every day, you go to the stadium and you will do service there and I will come and give you darshan there. So every day, after the evening classes were over, we would rush to the stadium. And the most beautiful part of that service was, no matter where you would be doing service in the stadium, whenever you look up, Swami would be seated in the center of the ground and you could have his darshan. And students would be very interested, not merely in Swami's car, but the car which would follow Swami's car, because it would be loaded with goodies and prasadam. Every day, you know, we are prasadam devotees. And every day, at the end of the seva, we would get prasadam from Bhagwan. So on one day, it so happened that I got a duty, not in the grounds proper, but in an area which was just behind the dining hall of the hostel. And there was no way in which we could see Swami from there. So I was grumbling to myself, why I got a spot like this, and we can't have Swami's darshan today. The next thought was, why is it Swami giving us only sweets? Why not for a change he gave us apples also? And I myself realized that it was a very foolish thought, and I tried to correct myself, but the mind has its own monkey tricks to play. In a couple of minutes, a student comes running and says, Swami is calling all the students. So we rush to Swami's presence. The joy of having his darshan was immense. But what was most stunning was, he was distributing apples to all the students. You have not told anybody what you want. He has caught the strand of your thought and instantaneously he is satisfying it. And he was throwing the apples, and finally he had already given me an apple. He asked, you got the apple? I said, yes Swami, I got the apple. One day when I was sharing this with a group of devotees, one of the elders observed, one day he was distributing apples in the mandir. And this gentleman thought to himself, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. This was his thought. Swami came up to him and asked him, what you are thinking, is it correct? The devotee was very puzzled and kept quiet. Swami again asked, what you're thinking, is it correct? He said, Swami, I was thinking, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Yes, is it correct or not? And then the gentleman said, I don't think it is correct, Swami. Because he thought, otherwise everybody will eat an apple and nobody will have to go to the doctor. But Swami said, it is correct. Because the apple that I give is not merely an apple, it is a symbol of my grace. So one day I shared this experience in the divine presence and he kept quiet about it. He didn't respond, he just heard it. More than 10 years later, I again repeated this experience in his divine presence and immediately he cut me short. He said, why should you think like that I want an apple? Be happy with whatever God has given you. 10 years ago, he accepted that without a murmur. 10 years later, he prodded you to rise a notch higher. Be happy with whatever God has given you. So Bhagwan prompts us, prods us to that path of curbing our desires, so that, you know, once he was saying, we were final year students and it was like a final interview which he gives to final year students. In those days it was a privilege at Prashantli. And he said, you know, life is like a beam balance. In one pan of the beam is God. The other pan of the beam is the world. If you want the God pan to go up, the other pen will automatically go down. And if you want the worldly pen to go up, the other pen will automatically go down. Choice is yours. Make the choice. So this is the nature of the world. And Bhagwan prods us to reduce our desires, to sublimate our desires. In fact, especially when people are young, you know, they become very afraid. My God, I have to give up all my desires. It's not that. Every desire you entertain in life, dedicated to God. That is the philosophy that Bhagwan came to teach one of us. There's no such thing as a worldly desire, no such thing as a spiritual desire. Every desire becomes spiritual if you align it with the divine. And to prod us, to make us walk that path, Bhagwan came amidst us. The second quality that Bhagwan said is an essential feature of the divine is patience. Many years ago, I read this episode in the Sanatan Sarthi. There was this devotee seated in the darshan line. 2 weeks he had been waiting for Bhagwan's interview. And finally, after 2 weeks, Swami called him inside. And given our nature, the devotee complained to Swami. Swami, for 2 weeks I have been waiting for you. And finally today you have called me for the interview. You know what Bhagwan said? What about the 2,000 years I have been waiting for you? 2,000 years I have been waiting for you. What patience. See, that patience, that equanimity is something, you know, which we saw in Bhagwan in such a prominent fashion. I remember when the super speciality hospital was being constructed here, the new academic year had started. The hospital construction was not going anywhere. By the end of May, it had not even come above ground level. That was the condition. There were hardly any funds in the bank account. And every evening, after the usual darshan was over, Swami would quietly walk into the bhajan hall. And the moment he would go in, the students who were seated outside would all slip in. And he allowed everybody to come in. And it would be a huge gathering inside the bhajan hall. And for almost an hour, Swami would be joking with the students. He would be cracking statements, you know, we would be holding our stomach to control our laughter. That was the kind, and none of the students ever had an idea that Bhagwan, who had started this hospital project, was having such a heavy burden on his head that the project has to be completed. Nobody had a clue. That equanimity is what defined Bhagwan. On another occasion, we were with Swami in Kodaikanal. And the evening bhajans got over. And he came inside. The devotees were going back to their homes. Suddenly it started raining. A heavy downpour and everybody was getting wet. And Swami was sitting on the sofa and he was feeling sad that the devotees are so distressed. You know, they are getting wet in the rain. And he kept on saying 3-4 times how much difficulty these devotees are having. The next thing, believe it or not, Sai Shruti is a full-fledged house. Suddenly inside the drawing room, it started pouring. And people who were seated towards the end, they suddenly got up because it was like waterfall inside. And the moment we saw it, some of us teachers, you know, we just got up and wanted to rush there. I was sitting next to Swami and immediately said, sit up. You know, it's a crisis. There's a waterfall right in the drawing room. Nobody has a clue of what's happening. And Swami said, sit down. And he kept talking to everybody as if nothing has happened. Finally, after some 5-10 minutes, one of the elders came and prayed, Swami, Swami, will you permit Sanjay to come? We need his help for clearing up the water. Only then Swami allowed me to get up from my seat. Things are going haywire around him, but he was the picture of equanimity. That patience. patience, which we have seen, and Swami would often remind us, patience is all the strength man needs in life. It's all the strength man needs in life. That patience he embodied, whether in worldly affairs or in the evolution of each soul. And the final virtue which Swami identifies as that with divine nature is perseverance. Once you have decided to do something, come what may, don't lose focus of that goal. And that is what we saw in him. When he decided that next year there is going to be a super speciality hospital in Prashantilam, 23rd November he announced, 22nd November, the first surgery was done in the hospital. See, the important point I'm saying is, he said it will be done, and it was done. When he went to Chennai, he saw a few urchins who didn't have access to drinking water. They were taking water from some puddles on the road and drinking that water, and that sight Swami saw with his own eyes. He didn't tell anybody. He resolved for himself, till I solve this water problem of Chennai, I will not step foot in Chennai again. It's a resolution, a determination. And on the first anniversary of the super speciality hospital in Whitefield, unknown to anybody, suddenly out of the blue, Swami made the announcement, I am taking this project. A project which governments have failed to fulfill, Bhagwan willed, and within a few months executed. So I remember at one juncture some international agencies had come, executives from international agencies, and they prayed to Swami, Swami, we also fund projects. We take years to complete them. How is it that you are able to do it in a matter of a few months? Our Hillview, the indoor stadium here, was completed in a matter of 120 plus days. Can you imagine? There was a civil engineer who was doing his MBA with us. This is what he expressed. He said, sir, right in front of my eyes, in front of our hostel, in a matter of a few weeks or months, this building has come up. For me, there is no other proof required for divinity. This itself is sufficient for me. On the night previous to the inauguration of the indoor stadium, I was walking with one of our elders, and I was stunned to see he was catching, you know, the garden was still bare. He was catching a full-grown tree, and suddenly he went to a spot and he planted it, and lo, it, you know, it had some gadget inside below, and it became a tree. I mean, that was how the project was executed. So when these executives from international agencies asked Bhagwan, nothing to be surprised of, but what Swami said was something revealing. Swami said, in my entire creation, the most complex unit I have ever created is the human body. I don't take more than 9 months to create it. What are all these projects in front of it? What are all these projects in front of this human body? Purity, patience, perseverance. These are the qualities of divine. Bhagwan's advent is primarily to initiate us, to usher us into our own divine nature, to prod us to take the baby steps. And he is there to guide, take our hand and walk us to the path, and at the end of the path to even give us the prize, which is the ultimate emancipation of man, and that is to merge in him. If a little bit of that purity, a little bit of that patience, a little bit of that perseverance comes into our being, Bhagwan's advent amidst us would not have been in vain. One of our faculty brothers recently shared a beautiful insight. He was showing us a photograph. It was Shivratri. And Swami had just created the Hiranyagarbha Lingam. In that photograph, you don't see Swami's face. You just see Swami. And he is having the Hiranyagarbha on his lap. And he is looking at the lingam, and it is obvious because Swami's face was reflected in the lingam. So the insight with this faculty shared was, when will the goldsmith know that his creation is perfect? When will the goldsmith know that his creation is perfect? When he can see his own image in his creation. For that moment, Bhagwan is waiting for all of us, not merely for all of us, for each one of us, each one of us, and to give us the reward at the end. That is Bhagwan's delight. With these few words, I conclude. Jai Sahib.
ఇచ్చట పలికినది సాయి భాగవతమట. వాట్ జస్ట్ వాజ్ స్పోకన్ వాజ్ సాయి భాగవతం. పలికించినది సాయి భద్రుండట. ద వన్ హూ మేడ్ దెమ్ స్పీక్ వాజ్ సాయి హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. భక్తితోడ ఆలకించిన భవహర మగునట సాయుధ్యము కలుగునట. దోస్ హూ వుడ్ హావ్ లిసన్డ్ ఇంటెంట్లీ would surely would have found a way to overcome their anxieties and worries and find solace in communion with the Lord. As I was listening to the speakers, I was reminded of a beautiful poem which Bhagwan himself wrote in his own beautiful Telugu handwriting in a letter dated May 25th, 1947. When he was just 20 years old. This letter could be considered as a mission statement of Bhagwan. If I may recite the poem. Akhila manavulaku anandamunagurchi rakshinchuchundute dhikshanaku. He has a task to protect all mankind and fill their lives full of bliss. Sanmargamunu vidi cheriyinchu varala chepatti kaapadu chundute vratamunaku. He has a vow to handhold all those who tread from the straight path and then get back to them to lead path of goodness. బీద సాధలకైన పెను బాధ తొలగించి లేమిని బాపుటే ప్రేమ నాకు. ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ వర్క్ దట్ ఐ లవ్ మోస్ట్. ఐ లవ్ టు అలీవియేట్ ద సఫరింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పూర్ అండ్ గ్రాంట్ దెమ్ వాట్ ద నీడ్. మంచి చెడ్డలు కూడా మనసులో సమముగా భావించుచుండుటే భక్తి నాకు. He has a definition of devotion. He has a definition of true devotion. For him, true devotion is to to treat grief and sorrow, grief and happiness, pain and pleasure with equal fortitude. Anaga perundi nayandana alaruvarini ennadunu maruvani vaadananna mata. If anyone who attaches themselves to me, I will never ever forsake them, and I will always take care of their well-being. Truly, I should thank both the speakers who left us all to revel in the glory of the Lord and leaving us with such inspiring thoughts. On behalf of everyone, from the bottom of my heart, I thank both the speakers for making this evening truly wonderful. Now, we will pray to our Bhagwan to deliver his divine message. Before we listen to the divine message, let's all pray to him that he makes us worthy instruments in his hands and makes use of us to fulfill his promise which he has made to all of his devotees. And as the learned speaker was narrating his experiences, those experiences stand as testimonies to all of us and to reiterate to our minds that our Lord is constantly at work to fulfill his mission at all times, and it's only for us to be part of his glorious mission. After the divine message, we will be having a dance program by Prashanti Dance Group, comprising of students from Sri Satya Sai Primary School, Srimati Ishwaramma English Medium School, Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, and students from Muddinahalli Campus, Brindavan Campus, and Prashanti Nilayam Campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. The dance drama is entitled Jantu Naam Narajanma Durlabam. Sai Ram.
Divyatma Surupular. Embodiments of Divine Atma. Bhagavantuni Adikavaranannu Idikavaranannu Yematram Kudunu Prarthana Cheyaradu. One should never pray to God asking for this or that. Karanam Emanaga, the reason is Bhagavantuni Yokka Anugraha Dhanagaramanandu Yetti Viluvainatuvanti Yokka Ghanamainatuvanti Yokka Divyamainatuvanti Yokka Vastuvulunnavo Adi Evvariki Teliyadu. No one knows what an extraordinary thing it is to have the love of God, the grace of God.
Tanu yemi ivvalanani sankalpinchukuno adi kudanu evvariki teliyadu.
No one knows what God has decided to give and confer upon devotees.
Astu teliyanatundi paristhiti yandu kevalam manavudu alpa vastuvulanu aata vastuvulanu kori kevalamu tana yokka divya shaktini kolipothunnadu.
Not knowing this extraordinary aspect of God, man is asking for trifles and losing his good chance.
Kanuka tana yokka anugrahamunaku patrudainatundi yokka bhaktulaku ye ghanamainatundi ye pavitramainatundi ye divyamainatundi yokka deenini andinchuno adi evvariki artham kaadu.
No one can understand what God is going to confer on a person who has earned his grace.
Kanukane manavudu bhagavantuni yetti alpa sarpa vishayamulo kudanu aashincharadu preminchara radu prarthincharadu.
That is the reason why man should never pray for, ask for any such a small, little temporary thing.
Annintikante ghanamaina viluvainatundi prema.
It is love which is most precious and most valuable thing.
Oka vela neevu bhagavantuni emainanu kora talanchitiva attu korvatlaina bhagavantuda nee okkade naaku chaalu aneetundi korikanu koravachu.
If at all you want to ask the Lord, let the prayer be, O God, let me have you alone.
Ani okkati unte sarvamunu kodunu manam chekuchukovachunu.
If we have him, we can get everything else.
అందువలనే మీరా కూడాను ప్రేమరతన ధన పయో పయోరేమైనే ప్రేమరతన ధన పియో. ఈ ప్రేమరత్నము కంటే విలువైనటువంటిది ఈ జగత్తునందు మరొకటి లేదు.
దట్ ఈస్ వై మీరా ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ సెడ్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ మోర్ ప్రెషియస్ దాన్ ద జెమ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
అట్టి విలువైనటువంటి యొక్క వస్తువును ఉంచుకొని కల్ప వృక్షమునందు పోయి కాఫీ పౌడర్ అడిగినట్టుగా ఉంటుంటారు.
వెన్ యు ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ సచ్ ప్రెషియస్ లవ్, ఇట్ వుడ్ బి లైక్ ఆస్కింగ్ కాఫీ పౌడర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎ విష్ ఫుల్ఫిలింగ్ ట్రీ.
కనుక భగవంతుడిని మనము కోరవలసినట్టయితే తనను మాత్రమే కోరాలి, కానీ అన్యమైనటువంటి అల్పమైనటువంటి స్వల్పమైనటువంటి కోరికలు మనం కోరరాదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ హావ్ టు ఆస్క్ విత్ గాడ్ అట్ ఆల్, ఆస్క్ ఫర్ హిమ్ ఓన్లీ అండ్ నథింగ్ స్మాల్.
కోరునప్పుడు కూడాను భగవంతుని అనేక విధములుగా వర్ణించి అతన్ని కేవలం మెప్పును పొందాలని అతనికి అనేక విధములైనటువంటి యొక్క వండలను కల్పించి మనము కోరికలను కోరరాదు.
Even when you are asking for that, there is no need for describing, praising, flattering God.
నీవు కరుణాసముద్రుడవు, నీవు దయాసాగరుడవు, నీవు ఆపద్బంధుడవు, అనాథ రక్షకుడవు, ఈ విధమైనటువంటి వర్ణనలన్నీ కూడా భగవంతునికి విసుగు వస్తాయి.
When you describe and praise God as a notion of mercy, compassion, kindness and such other
things, ivanni ippudu kevalamu oka vyapara rangamunaku sambandhinchinatundi.
All such praise is a type of business.
Aa vidhamuga bhagavantuni varninchi andukuneetundi phalamulu ivi sariyaina phalamulu kudanu kaavu.
Whatever fruits and results you get from God by praising like that, they are not proper.
Prachina kalamu nundi maharshulu, యోగులు ఇలాంటి వారందరి కూడాను ఈ విధముగా భగవంతుని వర్ణించడానికి ప్రయత్నము చేయటం వల్లనే వందల సంవత్సరములు తపస్సు చేసినప్పటికీ వారి అభిష్టములు నెరవేర్చుకోలేకపోతున్నారు.
ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ది ఏన్షియంట్ డేస్ దోస్ మహర్షిస్ అండ్ యోగీస్ హ్యాడ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ పెనల్స్ ఫర్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్ బికాస్ దే రిసార్టెడ్ టు ప్రైజింగ్ హిమ్, ఫ్లాటరింగ్ హిమ్.
కనుక భగవంతుడు మానుష్యాకారమును మాత్రమే అభిరుచిస్తుంటాడు.
God aspires to have
daivam manusha rupeṇa.
God takes a human form.
Kanuka atanini oka chelikane vale, oka mitrune vale bhavinchinappude ataniki amitamainatundi preeti kalugutundi.
Only when you treat him as a friend of yours, as an intimate friend of yours, he is pleased.
O priyatama, o na hrudaya ratrama, o na mitrama aneetundi oka sambhashana cheta అతన్ని ఎంతైనా కూడా నువ్వు ప్రసన్నుని గావించుకోవచ్చు.
యూ కెన్ గివ్ హిమ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ జాయ్ అండ్ విన్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ బై కాలింగ్ హిమ్ ఓ బిలవెడ్ వన్, ఓ ది బిలవెడ్ ఆఫ్ మై హార్ట్, ఓ మై డియర్ ఫ్రెండ్.
అట్టు కాకుండా వాచమ గోచరుండని నీ చరితములను పొగడ బ్రహ్మాదులకునైన తరమా, హే కృష్ణ కాచుకున్నాను నీది కృపకై నా మొరాలకించి గ్రోవుమయ్యవాచామ గోచరుండని. కాలుడు గొనిపోయిన గురుపుత్రుని తెచ్చిచ్చినావు, కాలుని మదమణచినావు, వసుదేవ దేవకి చరణు వినిపించినావు, మేలుగంటి అయిన ఆ ద్రౌపది హా కృష్ణాయని మొరలిడ బ్రోచినావు, మేలు మేలు పాండవులను గాచినావు, కుచేరుని ఆర్తి తీర్చినావు, కురూపి అయిన కుబ్జా వక్రములను పోగొట్టినావు అని వర్ణిస్తే వారిని వీరిని ఆలస్యంగా నిరూపించుకుని తాను ఈ యొక్క పరమను పొందేటువంటి నిమిత్తమై భగవంతుని మెప్పులుగా చేరుస్తున్నాడని ఇది ఒక విధ హాస్యాస్పదంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
When you go on praising God in various ways, such as no one, not even Brahma can describe you, you have killed Kama, you have protected Draupadi, you have given all that Kuchela wanted. All these types of praises.
ప్రార్థనలు అన్ని కూడాను కొంత అసూయాభావం కూడాను దారితీస్తుంది.
These kind of praises may bring about a feeling of jealousy in you.
వారికి అవి ఇచ్చావు నాకెందుకు ఇవ్వకూడదు, వీరితో ఈ విధంగా మాట్లాడినావు నాతో ఎందుకు మాట్లాడకూడదు. ఇది అసూయాభావముకు సరి అయినటువంటి చిహ్నంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
When you say you have talked to them like that, why don't you talk to me? You have given them such and such things, why should you not give me?
ఇంతే కాక భగవంతుని ఒక అధికార స్థానంగాను అమితమైనటువంటి యొక్క మిత్రునిగాను సన్నిహితుడిగాను భావించినప్పుడే మన అవిష్టములు సులభంగా నెరవేరుతాయి.
ఆల్ అవర్ డిజైర్స్ విల్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వి ట్రీట్ ద లార్డ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇంటిమేట్ ఫ్రెండ్, యాజ్ ద బిలవెడ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్.
ఎవరిని మనము అమితంగా వర్ణిస్తాము?
హూమ్ డు వి ప్రైజ్?
కొత్త వారిని మిత్రుని గావించుకునే నిమిత్తమై మనము అమితంగా వర్ణిస్తాము.
వి ప్రైజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ టు మేక్ ఎ న్యూ ఫ్రెండ్.
అతనిని గృహమునకు ఆహ్వానించినప్పటికను రండి, దయచేయండి, కూర్చోండి అనేటువంటి యొక్క ఈ గౌరవ పదవులు మాత్రమే అతనికి అందిస్తాము.
వి షో ఆల్ ద రెస్పెక్ట్, కమ్ సర్, కైండ్లీ బి సీటెడ్ అండ్ సచ్ అదర్ కర్సీస్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ వెన్ హి ఇస్ ఎ న్యూ ఫ్రెండ్.
కానీ పాత మిత్రుడే వచ్చినప్పుడు రారా, కూర్చోరా, దేయరా ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క మాటలతో అతన్ని సంబోధిస్తాం.
వెన్ యు రిసీవ్ ఎ నోన్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్స్, ఎవ్రీ వర్డ్ దట్ యు అడ్రస్ షోస్ యువర్ ఇంటిమసీ.
కనుకనే త్యాగరాజు అనేక సాధనలు చేసి అనేక కోట్ల జపములు ఆచరించి ఈ యొక్క నిత్యత్వమైనటువంటి సత్యస్వరూపాన్ని దర్శించే నిమిత్తమై తాను ఒక విధమైనటువంటి సాక్షాత్కారం పొందాడు.
త్యాగరాజు వాజ్ ఏబుల్ టు గెట్ ఏ విజన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డూయింగ్ ఏ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పెనన్స్ అండ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సాధన.
అట్టి సాధన చేతనే అతను సన్నిహితుడిగా చేసుకున్నాడు.
He was able to make God an intimate friend.
అతను ఈ గౌరవ ప్రతిష్టలకు సంబంధించినటువంటి పదములు ఏమాత్రం కూడాను ఉచ్చరించలేదు.
He never used to show.
అతన్ని తన ఇంటికి రామని కోరినప్పుడు ఏ విధంగా కోరుతూ వచ్చాడు?
When he was praying for something, how did he praise?
Rama intidaka రమా ఇంటి దాక రఘువీర సుకుమార నే మృక్కెద రమా ఇంటి దాక రారా దశరథ కుమార నన్నేను రారా దశరథ కుమార నన్నేను కోరా నే తాళలేరా రారమా ఇంటి దాక రారా. భగవంతుని ఎవరైనా రారా అని పిలుస్తారా? మహాసన్నిహితుడైనటువంటి వాడు కనుకనే అతన్ని ఆ విధంగా త్యాగరాజు సంబోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
త్యాగరాజు అడ్రస్డ్ రామ with such intimate terms as if no one would call address God like that. Come dear, come with me, come to our house, I cannot come
anymore. Kanuka ee navaratri utsavam lopala purnahuti dinamu manam gurtinchavalsina kanti yokka vistulitattani ee reetiga manam ante ee vidhanga gurtinchali.
How to recognize the basic truths relating to God in the context of this Navaratri celebration?
Korikalanu tagginchukondi.
Reduce your desires.
Alpa korikalu korakandi.
Do not desire small petty things.
Edo oka palanimittamai aashinchi danini Bhagavad sannidhiki mone poyi కాలంను వ్యర్థం గావించుకునేటువంటి యొక్క మార్గములో మనం ప్రవేశించరాదు.
డు నాట్ వేస్ట్ యువర్ టైం గోయింగ్ టు గాడ్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ సమ్ డిజైర్స్.
దురదృష్టవశాత్తు ఈ కలియుగం నందు ఏ క్షేత్రములకు పోయినా ఏ యాత్రలు చేసినా తమ యొక్క తత్ఫలమును అభివృద్ధి గావించుకుని మనసులను ఉంచుకొని యాత్రలు క్షేత్రములను దర్శిస్తూ వస్తున్నారు.
ద మోస్ట్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది కలి ఏజ్ ఇస్ where to whichever pilgrim center the devotees go, they go with the desires to be fulfilled.
ఒక భగవంతుడి మనయొక్క దీనిలో వశమైపోతే మనం లభించినటువంటి పరిస్థితి ఇంకెక్కడ ఉంది? లభించినటువంటి పదార్థములు ఇంకెక్కడ ఉంది?
If only we can win the Lord himself, what shortage, what deficiency can there be?
రామాని అనుగ్రహ బలం ఒక్కటి ఉంటే చాలు, నాకు సర్వగ్రహములు కూడా హస్తగతం అవుతాయన్నాడు త్యాగరాజు.
Tyagaraja told Rama, if only I have your grace, all the planets would be under my control.
భగవంతుడిని వర్ణించకుండా తన సన్నిహితునిగా భావించుకొని అతన్ని ఒక మిత్రుడిగా విశ్వసించి అతన్ని అనేక రకములైనటువంటి రీతిగా అతన్ని ప్రసన్నుని గావించడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం అత్యంత అవసరం.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎసెన్షియల్ టు సాటిస్ఫై అండ్ గివ్ జాయ్ టు ద లార్డ్ బై ట్రీటింగ్ హిమ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇంటిమేట్ ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ బై అడ్రసింగ్ హిమ్ అండ్ షోయింగ్ ఇంటిమసీ రాదర్ దాన్
దీని అన్నిటికీ పరమ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ప్రేమ ఆధారము.
ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సబ్స్ట్రాటమ్ ఈస్ లవ్.
కష్టములు ఎందు కాని దుఃఖములు ఎందు కాని విచారములు ఎందు కాని ఈ స్థితత్వమైనటువంటి యొక్క విశ్వాసమును మనం చెల్లించకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
ఇట్ మే బి ఇన్ డిఫికల్టీస్, ఇట్ మే బి ఇన్ సారో, ఇట్ మే బి ఇన్ గ్రీఫ్ ఆర్ ఎనీ అదర్ సచ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్, షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ వేవరింగ్ లవ్.
తాండవుల యొక్క ప్రధానమైనటువంటి ఆదర్శం ఇదియే.
దీస్ ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఐడియాస్.
సభలో ద్రౌపదికి పరాభవం జరిగినప్పుడు కానీ
whenever you are defeated by anyone,
అభిమన్యునికి అనేక రకములైనటువంటి యొక్క కష్టములు కలిగించి ప్రాణములు తీసినప్పుడు కాని
when Abhimanyu was killed in the war and when
పాండవుల యొక్క గొంతును అశ్వత్థామ కోసినప్పుడు కాని
when అశ్వత్థామ murdered the small little Pandavas,
రాజసూయ యాగము చేసి మహా గొప్ప ఖ్యాతిని పొందినటువంటి యొక్క సుఖ సౌఖ్యములు ఎందు కాని
and at time when they conducted rajasuya sacrifice and achieved all the
victory, aranya vasamulundu kani
it may be when they were
ee kashtamulaku nashtamulaku dukkhamulaku kudunu ye matram kudunu varu veruvaka
pandavas
krungaka pongaka krishna namamunu matrame nirantaramunu uccharinchuchundetutti varu krishna premaku matrame varu eruchuchuchundetutti varu.
Pandavas were not at all afraid, not at all shaken, not at all wavering. They always repeated the name of the Lord with full faith.
Kashtamulu dukkhamulu ivanni kudunu vachi poyye kadili poyye meghamulu.
Joys and sorrows are like passing clouds, they come and disappear.
Nijamuga talli tandri bharya piddalu ilanti varandaru kudunu enni janmamu nunchi kudunu mana venta vastunnaru, enni janmamulu neevu athaniki bhartalu ayipoyinavo, enni janmamulu vaari neeku bharyalu ayipoyinaru, enni janmamulu neeku talidandrulu ayipoyinaru, ivanni manaku gatti endunnava.
All the worldly relationships like son, father, husband, wife, for how many
enni maarinappatikini దైవం మాత్రం మారడు, ఒక్కడిగానే ఉంటుంటాడు. అట్టి మారని తత్వంతో మన సన్నిహిత సంబంధాన్ని మనం పెంచుకోవాలి కానీ మారేటువంటి దాంట్లో మారేటువంటి ప్రేమగానే అభివృద్ధి అవుతుంటాది.
ఆల్ దీస్ వరల్డ్లీ రిలేషన్షిప్స్ గోన్ చేంజింగ్, వీ షుడ్ నాట్ వరీ అబౌట్ దెమ్, షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఫర్మ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ with the Lord who is permanent entity, who is always accompanying us birth of
atti maranatvanti yokka prabhu ekkada ani vetikeetvanti yokka swabhavani nirupinchetvantide yagnamu.
The sacrifice or yagna is intended to bring about such a sacred divine
useful feeling. Yagna yagna anavutundi.
Yagna is yagna
yat anaga ee yokka prapanchamulaku మూలాధారుడైనటువంటి వారు ఎవరు అనేటువంటి దీని అర్థం.
ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్త్ ఇస్ హూ ఇస్ ది సబ్స్ట్రాటమ్ ఫర్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్
అనగా అట్టి వారు ఎక్కడ ఉన్నాడని వెతకటము.
గ్నా రెఫర్స్ టు సర్చింగ్ ఫర్ సచ్
సమస్త సృష్టికి కూడాను మూలాధారుడమైనటువంటి యొక్క పురుషుడు ఎక్కడ అని వెతికేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రయత్నమే యజ్ఞం.
ఎఫర్ట్స్ టు సర్చ్ టు ఫైండ్ ద లార్డ్ who is the substratum for the entire universe is
sacrifice.
Where is he? How to find him out?
దీనిని వేదం కూడాను మరొకటి ఉచ్చరిస్తూ వచ్చింది. అంతర్బహిశ్చ తస్సర్వవ్యాప్య నారాయణ స్థితః.
వేద
లోపల వెలుపల సర్వత్రా కూడా ఉండేటువంటి వాడే భగవంతుడు అన్నారు.
Veda has answered this question also. God is one who is inside of you and outside of you and everywhere.
ఎక్కడ చూచినా ఉండేటువంటి వాడిని ఇంగి వెతికేది ఎక్కడ?
Wherever you turn, you see God.
వెతకడం ఎందుకు?
For such God, where is the need for searching?
సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మ. సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మ.
Children from the Prashanti Dance Group prayerfully offer at Thy Divine Lotus Feet a dance presentation, Jantu Naam Narajanma Durlabham.
Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham meghavarnam shubhangam.
Upon the curdling waves of Vaikuntha's milky ocean, the Lord and His manifold denizens assemble in unison to hear the annual proclamation of the Universal Master. As to the creation's fragrant azure, golden aster, the Lord Narayana declares in His mellifluous tone, man is the supreme among all species, a reflection, verily my own, Jantu Naam Narajanma Durlabham. The Devas mask their agony in the thunderous applause. Agitated Nagas hiss, and the myriad fauna fuming, hurting in loss. As the divine director watches his cosmic play unfold, humanity rejoices in vanity unbound. Oh wait, what does the enraged Mahi possess? Is it the stolen record of man's actions to confess?
तेरी ना मुझको कहते हो, देखते ही माने आते हो। अगर कोई सुने तेरी बोली तो मेरे जहर से भी जहरीली, इंसानियत ना जाने जो उम्दा क्यों कहलाए वो, उम्दा क्यों कहलाए वो।
रिवील ओ माइटी व्हीकल of eternal fate, the recorded deeds of our illustrious maid.
దాది నిద్రపోయెడుదాకా, నిద్ర లేచిన దాది నిద్రపోయెడుదాకా, ఆస్తికై కుస్తీలు వేస్తారయా, ఆస్తికై కుస్తీలు వేస్తారయా. కొరకునై లోపాయి కారిగా అడ్డమైన గట్టి తింటారయా, రూపాయి కొరకునై లోపాయి కారిగా అడ్డమైన గట్టి తింటారయా. ధనము కోసము దైవ ధ్యానాలు బోనాలు దైవ ధ్యానాలు బోనాలు, కోటి పన్నాగములు పన్నేరయా, కోటి పన్నాగములు పన్నేరయా. నిద్ర లేచిన దాది నిద్రపోయెడుదాకా, ఆస్తికై కుస్తీలు వేస్తారయా, ఆస్తికై కుస్తీలు వేస్తారయా. ముగ్గులు ముక్కి పంగనామ ప్రజకు పెడతారయా, రంగలింగాయను చుదుంగ ముగ్గులు ముక్కి పంగనామ ప్రజకు పెడతారయా. ఇతరులెరుగకయున్న ఈశ్వరుండెరుగడా, ఈశ్వరుండెరుగడా. తగిన ఫలములు అనుభవిస్తారయా, తగిన ఫలములు అనుభవిస్తారయా. నిద్ర లేచిన దాది నిద్రపోయెడుదాకా, ఆస్తికై కుస్తీలు వేస్తారయా, ఆస్తికై కుస్తీలు వేస్తారయా.
Here comes Chitragupta, searching for the eternal diary.
Ah, there stands my eternal diary of human existence. Pray return the records and restore the balance of consequence.
The enraged assembly rises to challenge the eternal witness.
Soaring beyond his stature, he's become the moon's guest. Forgetting his nature, he's lost even his neighbor's trust.
Through networking, he has compressed the world. Ignoring his connections, he has expanded his own home.
He has dissected the atom and written laws to create, only to use it to construct bombs. To destroy and alienate.
He's designed beauty to radiate his face. But he's turned ugly and lost himself in the race.
he has attained the pinnacle of creation in vanity. His endless ego questioning even the Creator Almighty.
True, true. Wonder why man still the nectarine dew.
Jungle, of what virtue does man boast when can't even mingle? He's turned selfish in experiment, turning all our lives into a predicament. Destroys his own home and future, cares least about his greed unto nature. Tell me one good reason why man's supreme.
వాకౌట్లు ఒక చోట, లాకౌట్లు ఒక చోట, బాంబింగులొక చోట బంధులుండు. సన్మానముక చోట, సంతాపముక చోట, ఆందోళనొక చోట అల్లరుండు. థ్రిల్లర్లు ఒక చోట, హారర్లు ఒక చోట, యలక్షనొక చోట ఎట్టునుండు దేశమందున వీషం ముశాంతి లేదు ప్రజల హృదయానై సుమంత ప్రేమ లేదు సత్యధర్మాలు కలిసెలే సాగరాన ఇటులున్న విస్థితిగతులు ఈ కలియుగాన
I think man doesn't deserve his credit. He is foolish, yet arrogant, beyond limit.
Narayan, Narayan! Why such animosity, O brethren? When the Lord himself declared so in love, it's perhaps rather appropriate to ponder why. So now, speak out thy claims to the wreath of glory, and I shall recount man's redeeming story.
When I pass by, the world dissipates to the rear, for I am the mightiest, unleashing terror. One mighty swing of my frame in haste, and the world is reduced to waste.
Narayan, Narayan! These spoken strengths are unarguably overpowering. But who can escape the clock's ticking?
Balyamando Manchi prayamando Leka mudamiyando Leka musaliyando
The might of the limbs is only momentary. Your argument of brute, naively elementary.
That's an eclipsing function we share. Nothing of man's uniqueness in the glare. Maketh we all, at every step, choices, gains or losses.
Man's no different in what he does from you. But where he is unique is in what he is capable to do. You make choices, and so does he, to bloom or bleed. But whilst thy basis is need, for him it's a principle to heed. We all do hear this inner voice. To some, it just got hidden within more noise.
But history has got enough evidence to show. Even we have embraced principle and ethics on the go. The impeccable judgment of Jatayu, facing the ten-headed dreadful Sinew, to combat the ultimate evil, placing his life on the altar. Where do we falter?
The mighty hooded Vasuki, who readily took to his assignment as duty, as Lord's will for the world's well-being. Tell us, when did we unduly sting?
Narayan, Narayan! Your argument merits attention, and those exemplars a glorifying mention. But listen, O wanderers in the wild, about this supreme gift of mankind. Discrimination isn't merely judging good from bad.
or the merit of the move as truth or untruth. But in essence, the awareness to differentiate the transient from the eternal.
సత్యము ఏది ధర్మము ఏది నిత్యము ఏది మాయా ఏది సత్యము ఏది ధర్మము దశాబ్దమైనా శతాబ్దమైనా దశాబ్దమైనా శతాబ్దమైనా మనిషికి మాత్రమే తెలిసే మర్మము మనిషికి మాత్రమే తెలిసే మర్మము ఋషుడవుతాడు బుద్ధి కలిగిన వాడు గౌతమ బుద్ధుడవుతాడు కృషి ఉంటే మనిషి ఋషుడవుతాడు బుద్ధి కలిగిన వాడు గౌతమ బుద్ధుడవుతాడు తలుచుకుంటే వాడు తనను తాను ఎరుగును తలుచుకుంటే వాడు తనను తాను ఎరుగును పట్టు పట్టినవాడు పరమ పదము ఏగును ఏది నిత్యము ఏది మాయా ఏది సత్యము ఏది ధర్మము ఏది నిత్యము ఏది మాయా ఏది సత్యము ఏది ధర్మము పుణ్యఫలంబే ఇది విచక్షణాయుత మానవ జన్మము దేవదానవులు కోరే వరము మర్మము నెరిగే ఈ నర జన్మము మర్మము నెరిగే ఈ నర జన్మము బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జగన్మిత్యా జీవో బ్రహ్మైవ నాపరః ఎద్ది కలదను చుంటిమో అద్ది లేదు ఎద్ది లేదను చుంటిమో అద్ది కలదు ఉన్నదొక్కటే బ్రహ్మము ఎన్నటికీ ఇది ఏ సత్యము ఇది ఏ నిత్యము
సో వీఆర్ రిజైన్ టు యాంటిక్స్ అండ్ ఎక్సెంట్ హిస్టరీ ఇంపర్ఫెక్ట్ టు స్ట్రైవ్ ఫర్ ఎ రోల్ ఇన్ హిస్ కాస్మిక్ స్టోరీ
ఎరేజ్ థై యాంగ్విష్ అండ్ ఎన్లార్జ్ యువర్ విజన్ Man is but a bridge in this tale of evolution. From the history of beast to his story divine. Scripted by the 10 descents of Lord for the ascent of thine.
Vedanuddharte జగన్ వహతే భూగోళ ముద్బిప్ धारयते क्षयं कुर्वते पौलस्त्यं जयते
upon reality. Man's verily the deserving supreme in finality.
Narayan, Narayan!
Halt, halt! Thy bountiful shower of praise. For all his worth, man's still riddled with malaise. He is no different from animal by art and card. But there's promise. For the key lies in the heart. Jantunam narajanma durlabham. Arise from thy darkness of ignorance. Pay heed to the song of the conscience.
Nidura levara. சதமணி எஞ்சதவேரா இதையே சதமணி எஞ்சதவேரா ஏதி சாஸ்வதமுயருகவதேனா ஏதி சாஸ்வதமுயருகவதேரா நீ துரலே வரா ஜீவாணி ஜமுதலியுரா வேகா நீ துரலே வரா
கதரமாம் அதனு தப்பிதே அவதல ஃபலமாம் பொதலோ புலிவலே பொழுஜுனு மிருத்யுவு பொதலோ புலிவலே பொழுஜுனு மிருத்யுவு குதிமியுரோ அமு முஞ்சக முனுவே இதுவலே வரா ஜீவ நிஜமு
ಮುದಲಿಯೂರ ಬೇಗ ನಿದುರಲೇವರ ಜಡಗುಡವುನರ ಜನ್ಮಮು ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಮಹಾತ್ಮುಲ ಸಗದಿಯುನದಿ ಅತಿ ಪುಣ್ಯಮು ಚೇ ಬಿನ ದೀನನಿ ಅತಿ ಪುಣ್ಯಮು ಚೇ ಬಿನ ದೀನನಿ ಜತಮು ಚೇ ಜಗ ಸಾಧಕ ಪರ ಚುರನಿ ದುರಲೇ ವರ ಜೀವ ನಿಜಮು ತಲಿಯುರಲೇ ದುರಲೇವರ
ಮಾನವುಡೈ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮು ಕಲಿಗಿಯು ಮಾಧವ ಮಹಿಮಲ ಮರಿ ಮರಿ ಗನಿಯು ಈ ನರಸಿಂಹುನಿ ಮಾನವುಡನು ಕೊನು ಈ ನರಸಿಂಹುನಿ ಮಾನವುಡನು ಕೊನು ಮಾನರ ಬೂದಿನಿ ಮಾನುರ ಜೀವನಿ ದುರಲೇವರ ಜೀವ ನಿಜಮು ತಿಳಿಯುರ ಬೇಗ ನಿದುರಲೇವರ ನಿದುರಲೇವರ ಜೀವ
Shri Sai Ram. Dear Swami, we your children from the Prashanti Dance Group prayerfully offer at Thy Divine Lotus Feet.
ಸುಮುಖ ಜಾನ
Shri Guru Charanam ಶಂಕರ ಪಂಕಜ ಚರಣಂ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಭಜ ಭಜರೆ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಪಾದಾಯುರಿ ಭಜರೆ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಪವಿತ್ರಂ ಪಾವನ ಚರಣಂ ಕಲಿಮಲ ದಹನಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಚರಣಂ ಭವ ಭಯನಾಶನ ದುರಿತ ನಿವಾರಣ ಪಟಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಪಂಕಜ ಚರಣಂ ಭಜ ಭಜ ರೇ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಸಾಯಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಯುಗ ಯುಗಕ್ಕೆ ಅವತಾರ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಸಾಯಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
Sai Rama, Sai Krishna, Sai Baba.
Punya Ram Pavitra Ram, Ram Ram Sai Ram. Ram Pavitra Naam, Ram Naam Sai Ram. Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Madhura Naam Sai Ram. Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Madhura Naam Sai Ram. Punya Ram Pavitra Naam, Ram Naam Sai Ram. Karuna Sindhu Sitara Veena Madhura Desha. Karuna Sindhu Sitara Veena Madhura Desha. Hare Krishna Hare Ram Madhura Ram Sai Ram. Hare Krishna Hare Ram Madhura Ram Sai Ram. Ram Pavitra Ram, Ram Ram Sai Ram. Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Madhura Ram Sai Ram. Punya Ram Pavitra Ram, Ram Ram Sai Ram. Karuna Sindhu Sitara Veena Madhura Desha. Krishna Hare Ram, Madhura Ram Sai Ram. Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Madhura Ram Sai Ram. Punya Ram, Pavitra Ram, Ram Ram Sai Ram. Om Jai Jagadish Hare, Swami Satya Sai Hare. भक्त जना संदर्शक पति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि गजना श्रीपर सर्वा प्राणपति स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपति आश्रित कल्पल दीपा आश्रित कल्पल दीपा अवतारवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियं तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियं तयुनीवे नाथ ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाथ ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्राचयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे श्रील साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगलारती अंतु मंगल गिरिधारे ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण
ಸಂತು ಸಮಸರೋಗಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸರೋಗಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾಜಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ.
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಇನ್ವೋಕಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ಯಂತ್ರ, ಆರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂ ತಂತ್ರ, ಅಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರೆತ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸೋಹಂ. ವಿತ್ ಅವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರಾಮ ಸೇವಾ, ಆರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಾಯಿ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಮಹಾಸಭಾ, ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಪಿಚಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಾಡಸಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ ವೇದ ಪುರುಷ ಸಪ್ತಾಹ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯಜ್ಞಂ, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಬೆಟರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯಂ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ ದಸರಾ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್. ವಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಟು ಭಗವಾನ್ for blessing us with this unique and rare opportunity of being here at Prashanti Nilayam to experience his love at all the spheres. Tomorrow is the sixth day of Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yajnam in the Purnachandra Auditorium, which will open at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in Sai Kulwant Hall, Ayudha Puja will be held, which is scheduled to conclude by 8:30. After the Ayudha Puja, the students and staff of Bhagwan will take Pradakshina before proceeding for the day's Gram Seva. At 9:30 in the Purnachandra Auditorium, Mangalarti will be offered, after which the devotees can come to Sai Kulwant Hall to receive Bhagwan's Divya Darshan that closes at 10:45 a.m. Those who wish to stay back in the Purnachandra Hall after the Mangalarti at 9:30 can remain seated to attend the further proceedings of Yajnam. Tomorrow's evening session will start at 4:30 in Sai Kulwant Hall with Veda chanting. The sixth day's proceeding of Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha will commence at 4:40 with the invocatory Vedam by the students of Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, Prashanti Nilayam, and the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Nilayam Campus. The guest speaker for tomorrow's evening session is Dr. N. Gopal Krishnan, a senior scientist and a renowned scholar from Kerala, who has got a special proficiency in the subtle and deeper aspects of Hindu Dharma. His talk will be followed by Bhagwan's Divine Discourse. The evening program will then conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Babawari Divya Anugraha Krupa Katakshamulato Kanula Vinduga Sagipotuna Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam Repatito Digvijayavantamga Aro Rojuloki Prevesinchabotundi. Bhaktulanta Yadha Vidiga Repu Udayam 7 గంటల నుండి పూర్ణచంద్ర సభా మండపంలో యజ్ఞాన్ని తిలకించగలరు. దేవీ నవరాత్రులలో అత్యంత విశిష్టత పవిత్రత కలిగిన దుర్గాష్టమి నాడు యంత్రతంత్ర మంత్రాలకు నిలయమైన ఆదిపరాశక్తి దుర్గామాతను కొలుస్తాము. అయితే సర్వభక్త జనావళికి వస్తువాహన సంపదల్ని కటాక్షింప కోరుతూ సాంప్రదాయ పూర్వకంగా జరపబడే ఆయుధ పూజ రేపు ఉదయం 8 గంటలకు సాయి కుల్వన్ సభా మండపంలో నిర్వహింపబడుతుంది. 8:30 గంటలకు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యాసంస్థల విద్యార్థులు స్వామివారికి ప్రదక్షిణ చేసుకుని గ్రామ సేవా యజ్ఞానికి బయలుదేరతారు. 9:30 గంటలకు పూర్ణచంద్ర సభా మండపంలో స్వామివారికి మంగళహారతి ఇవ్వబడుతుంది. అనంతరం భక్తులు సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభా మండపానికి వచ్చి స్వామివారి దర్శనం చేసుకోవచ్చు, లేదా పూర్ణచంద్ర సభామండపంలో యజ్ఞాన్ని వీక్షింపసాగొచ్చు. సాయి కులన్ సభామండపంలో స్వామివారి దర్శన భాగ్యం 10:45 మంగళహారతితో ముగియును. రేపు సాయంత్రం నిత్య వేద పారాయణం అనంతరం 4:40 శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విశ్వవిద్యాలయం ప్రశాంతి నిలయం క్యాంపస్ విద్యార్థులు మరియు సత్యసాయి మీర్పురి సంగీత కళాశాల విద్యార్థులు వేదోచ్చారణతో ప్రశాంతి విద్వాన్ మహాసభని ప్రారంభిస్తారు. 6వ రోజులోకి అడుగుడబోతున్న ప్రశాంతి విద్వాన్ మహాసభలో కేరళ రాష్ట్రానికి చెందిన ప్రముఖ శాస్త్రవేత్త, హిందూ ధర్మాంశం మీద ప్రావీణ్యత పాండిత్యం కలిగిన డాక్టర్ ఎన్ గోపాలకృష్ణన్ గారు ప్రసంగిస్తారు. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య ఉపన్యాసం. రేపటి సాయంత్ర కార్యక్రమం భజన మరియు మంగళహారతితో ముగియును. తదనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.